50%
becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
It's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Prince of pissing people off.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Pump day.
Yes,
and what
it
happened
is
to
Wednesday.
The nor'easter?
It was supposed to be a nor'easter, supposed to start last night at midnight.
Yeah, they said it's going to be snowing all day today, starting in New York at 8 a.m.
I'm not saying that. It's not. All I'm saying is that I'm very happy that meteorologists can't predict what Mother Nature is going to do. Because I swear they said this was going to start last night at midnight.
Listen, schools are closed in New York City.
And New Jersey, I believe.
And New Jersey today. And they said over 2,800 flights have been canceled so far.
Damn. So they're expecting something big, pause.
That's got to suck, though. That's got to suck when, like, they cancel your flight, but your flight was probably leaving, like, 6 o'clock this morning. Like, yo, y'all could have got me up out of here, man.
They just do that to be careful. A lot of planes come from different places, but yeah, that's foul.
Well,
that's
congratulations. Mother Nature does what she wants to do. You don't tell her when she is about to do something crazy.
Well, figure out where you want to get snowed in today. If you are in the D.C., they said D.C. is going to get some snow. Boston, New York,
what time is it supposed to start?
8 a.m.
It started already. It was just starting to come down when we walk in.
All right, so I think that we should do the first 2 hours live and record the last two. They'll never know we left.
No.
Can't do that.
We're not doing
that.
Yes,
exactly.
Damn. We'll be here.
Why are you my big mouth?
That's what Safari said. All what? Right. That's what he said when he was up. He said you have a big,
no,
powerful mouth.
He said his mouth is powerful.
Oh, powerful.
You've been talking about Safari for 3 weeks, man. Get his penis off your brain already.
Is that on my brain?
Okay.
All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Well, we'll give you some more updates on what's going on with this crazy weather. Also, we'll talk about... they did find out what was happening in Austin with those packages, allegedly, so we'll tell you what that is.
Oh, they found out? You found somebody?
Yeah, I'll give you the information on what they found out.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back, so keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning, it's Drake. It's God's Plan. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, let's talk about this weather.
Yes, more than 70 million people are bracing for this nor'easter. Schools are closed in a lot of regions, and thousands of flights have been canceled. And they're saying it's going to be record-setting snow in the region. More than 3,200 flights have been canceled due to the storm. Public schools in New York City, Philadelphia, and D.C. are closed as well. Mm. Now, they're saying New York and Philly could get up to a foot of snow.
Now, you don't want it to snow. But if your flight has already been canceled, you like, F it, please snow. Because then you'll feel like your flight got canceled for no reason.
Right.
Yeah, or you try to get another flight out somehow, some way.
That ain't happening. Salute to my guy, intern John. It's nothing. I've been watching him all night long, tweeting from Tampa, trying to get JetBlue.
Trying to get back?
To get him to D.C.
Oh, my goodness.
JetBlue, oh, wait, it was canceled last night already?
Yesterday, yeah. Like, JetBlue ain't opening up for you, intern John. It's just not happening. Okay?
I remember when we were stuck in Charlotte trying to get back to, well, I was stuck. Everybody else made it back. But I had to actually drive back from Charlotte to New York.
I have no problem being stuck in Charlotte.
Yeah, I remember.
Only problem was that we had to work. Mm. And I didn't have a place to work from. And then we ended up having to drive back. And then the next day, the real problem is that by the time the flights are back up and running, it's hard to get on one. And they didn't have anything available for like 3 days.
Well, did you get some Bojangles while you was down there at least? Did you get a Bo-Berry biscuit?
No, but I was with Naughty Nine. We stopped at Cracker Barrel.
You drove like what, 12 hours, 14 hours?
Where, however long it takes from Charlotte.
Oh my goodness.
I love Cracker Barrel too. Drop on the Clues Bombs for Cracker Barrel and Bojangles. I haven't eaten yet this morning, so I'm a little hungry, that's all.
Now let's talk about the school shooting yesterday.
Right, so a Maryland school officer actually stopped the armed student who shot two other students. Now, the 17-year-old male student is Austin Wyatt Rollins. He was armed with a handgun. He shot a female and a male student. The shooter had a prior relationship with the female student, according to the county sheriff.
Hey, you got to stay away from all Austins this week. Stay away from Austin, Texas, because of the bombing. Stay away from people named Austin.
Right, Jesus. That's when school resource officer Blaine Gasco responded to the scene. It was less than a minute before the school resource officer responded. He fired a round at the shooter. The shooter fired a round simultaneously, and Rollins was later pronounced dead. Gasco was unharmed. The 16-year-old female who was shot is in critical condition with life-threatening injuries.
Wow.
And the 14-year-old male student who was shot is in stable condition.
So the school resource officer killed the shooter?
Yeah, yes. Killed the shooter.
Drop on the Clues Bonds for that school resource officer, damn it. I didn't even know school resource officers had guns.
He acted fast.
All right, so. But that's why you should have armed security in the school. Forget the teachers. They have armed security that can take out these shooters.
Now, let's talk about this Austin bomber. Did they catch him?
Yes, they allegedly did. The suspect in the Austin explosions has died, according to multiple reports.
Really? When did that happen?
Last night.
Where were you, Charlamagne?
In my bed. Oh, okay. I went to sleep.
Not last night.
Now, this serial bomber had a deadly exploding package spree in Austin and has reportedly died after 3 weeks of terror in Austin.
How'd he die? I was watching Anderson Cooper last night.
She about to tell you.
He reported that it was a package that was delivered, but it wasn't a bomb.
She about to tell you.
What happened?
Well, yeah, they haven't given all that information on exactly what happened yet, but they're saying the suspect's death followed the fifth confirmed bomb linked to
the bombers just don't start randomly bombing stuff and then randomly die.
They believe he blew himself up. That's what they said when I heard it this morning.
Oh, that'll
news.
Be amazing. They Please said, let me know this story so I can get it.
Yeah, they haven't released 100% the information yet, but an FBI spokeswoman has not responded to a request for a comment, but according to reports, that person has died.
So hold on, he was trying to see how.
Police don't know the identity or the motive of that bomber, but they do know that the goal was to cause mayhem and death.
So he blew himself up. Are you serious?
That's what they said. That's what I heard this morning.
He was trying to make another bomb, and
they said the cops was zeroed in on where he was, and when he tried to come, he blew himself up. This is all alleged.
Yeah, nothing's been confirmed yet. They haven't released an official statement. So once that happens, we'll let you know.
Well, drop on the Clues Bombs for karma, damn it. Okay.
Yeah, it says Austin bomber suspect kills self with explosive as police close in.
I love it. I love it. I wish they would do that from the beginning. Before you go harming anybody else, blow yourself up. That's all I be telling everybody. Before you want to go out and harm somebody, whether it's in a mass shooting or you want to mail random packages to people, get rid of yourself first. Off yourself before you off anybody else.
But the scary part is, did he send out more packages before he killed himself? We don't know. There might be 10 packages he sent out.
Yeah, we definitely don't know. And the person is the suspect, so we don't know. Nothing's been 100% confirmed. But they are saying
my anxiety bad.
They believe that's what happened.
Y'all just love making my anxiety
bad. Nah, we're just telling you what's going on.
I told my daughter last night, don't touch no packages that come to the front door, okay? Because, you know, my wife always getting Amazon Prime and all kinds of stuff. Don't touch nothing, all right?
All right. All right, well, that's front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Or if you want to spread some positivity, tell them why you're blessed. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Pick up the mother phone and dial. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy. Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
It's Bang Bang from Columbia.
Bang, 803, bang. What's happening?
Get it off your chest, Bang Bang.
What's happening? I just need to get something off my chest, man. Y'all need to get out of Charlamagne. I was too abducted by aliens.
Okay, let's hear about it.
Oh, boy.
Only thing I know, when I woke up, the aliens just kept dabbing on me. I don't know if they wanted to dance off or what was going on.
The alien dabbed on you?
Maybe it's a South Carolina thing. Maybe they visit us in those rural areas because they know nobody down there watching.
Yeah, man, yeah. But it was crazy, though. And I seen Chiquito up there, too. He up there running around.
Who the hell is Chiquito?
The dog that got the dog that died in the airplane.
Coquito.
Coquito.
I was like, who?
Chiquito is running around up there.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. Have a blessed day, man. There's nothing wrong with a little wake and bake in the morning. You know what I'm saying?
When I go to work, I be feeling like I'm not famous enough.
Yo, calm down. Calm down, my G. Calm down. What's wrong? You eating bacon already?
Did somebody just get abducted from aliens?
Good morning, y'all. I love y'all. Oh, s***. I done ran around like the police.
You can't curse.
I know. I accidentally cursed, but I'm just mad. Can you put your seatbelt on? That's like snitching around without a seatbelt. I'm blessed that I got a job, but at the same time, I'm mad that I got to go to work in the morning and deal with people who like to do more work than what we supposed to do. Like, we work for the city. We're not going to get no extra rewards if we go 20 miles out our way just to do some work. Just do what we got to do so we can get home.
So you want to just do just the bare minimum?
Basically.
Well, what do you do?
I feel that we work for the city of Detroit, and we, like, cut grass and everything. but I'm a comedian too. So I feel like I'm not famous enough yet. I got to do more shows and get out here because deep down in my heart, I feel like y'all should be interviewing me.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think you ever going to get blessed with that dream of being a comedian simply because you're a public...
Why you acting like
No, I'm going to tell you why, because you're a public servant and you're here to serve the needs of the public, but you're doing the bare minimum. Cut them people grass and make sure that people's lawns and stuff look good. Put the most into what you're doing
not
now.
Not people's grass. We cut the service dry. But at the same time, Charlamagne, you be acting very light-skinned, and I am not a people servant. I am Zaire and Xavier servant, my twin's kids.
We're all public servants, baby. We're here to serve the needs of the public. You're not going to find your true purpose in life until you realize that it comes in serving other people.
Hello, who's this?
What up? It's Austin.
Austin. Oh, man.
We're staying away from all Austins. Hang up on them.
All right, man. Sorry, bro.
It's not your fault. The guy in Maryland was the Austin shooter. In Austin, Texas, the bombs were going off. You got to stay away from all Austins this week. Sorry.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yes, hi.
Hello.
Good morning. How are you, ma'am?
How are you doing?
I'm fine, and you?
Get it off your chest,
what's
mama.
Happening?
What's up?
I wanted to talk about the aliens.
Aliens?
Yes, I've been abducted.
Talk to me, baby.
Oh, boy.
Well, let me tell you, I was in my bed, and I was laying down sleeping, and then I was cold. I was asleep. And then something told me not to open my eyes. So I was watching TV, and then my mind said, I was trying to watch TV, but it kept changing. My mind kept trying to fight it. So all of a sudden, I felt like I was getting pulled off the bed. Mm-hmm. And then when I was about to fall, I almost opened my eyes, and it pulled me back. So then I tried to change the channel of the TV, so I kept hearing music, and then... You know that the white guy that doing the preaching in the morning. So I tried to keep it on the channel, but my mind kept making me change it.
Cue the X-Files music.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so I tried to fight it. And then all of a sudden, when I did fight to open my eyes, I saw a black figure scurrying backwards up my wall. And I live on the 21st floor.
I can't.
I've definitely seen that same black figure. It's like a black shadowy figure. Almost look like Venom from the Marvel comic movies. You need to stop alien abduction shaming people, okay?
I'm not.
That's what y'all need to stop
too early.
Doing.
Too early.
I see the look of disgust in your face.
Hello.
Right?
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hey, how y'all doing? It's, hey, man. I enjoy watching y'all on YouTube and listening to y'all radio show.
Thank you.
What's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
Yeah, man, I was just trying to say, man, it ain't easy, man. I'm trying to go to school and become a film major, trying to go to school, work hard, you know what I'm saying, trying to get this motivation. I need some motivation from y'all.
What do you want us to motivate you to do?
Just keep going.
Keep going, man.
You woke up.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, Charlamagne, man, if you could look me up on Instagram, Dan Adams 247, man. I could use some connects. I'm a writer, director, filmmaker, man.
I'm sure you got some great ideas, but yo, remember, man, you woke up this morning. That's all the motivation you need to keep going, because some people woke up dead this morning.
All right, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051 if you need to vent, hit us up. E, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, let's talk about Tamar Braxton family standoff over her ex and other things that are happening. Also, Michael B. Jordan has some important things in the works. We'll tell you what they are.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Hey, it's too early in the morning for y'all to be sending me links trying to convince me to like your music, too. If I don't like your music. Yes, it is.
Well, you don't gotta
click
them.
Maybe they feel like you'll listen to it later.
It's so whack. I just hate when people send me music and try to convince me that they dope. If I don't like your music, I don't like it. Send it to somebody else that enjoys it. And then they start telling me about every other person that likes it. Sway likes my music. Well, go tweet Sway.
All right.
Jesus Christ.
Grumpy Charlamagne. All right, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Tamar.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Tamar is not planning to promote the return of Braxton Family Values, and that's all because she thinks that her husband, Vincent Herbert, is being portrayed in an unfair light. She thinks that her mom and her sisters are trying to destroy him. Now, originally, they were following them as they go through their pending divorce, but now Tamar feels like the family is using fake storylines for ratings, and they're trying to make Vince look like the villain, and she's upset about it, so she's been refusing to promote unless they edit out what she feels are lies on the show.
Well, wasn't she kind of trying to make Vince look like the villain a few months ago when they first separated?
I guess now they're trying to work things out, so now she wants them to edit the show accordingly.
Yeah, so now they're in a good place, and the show airs 3 months after, you know, or 4 months after they first broke up. Now she wants him portrayed in a better
light. Well, she says she's not planning to get back together with him, but she also feels like she wants to make sure they remain cordial because they have a son.
Right. Oh, remember all that stuff that she put out there, they said that wasn't true. So maybe she came back and said, oh, it wasn't true, I overreacted, and she just wants that out.
Well, that's why you don't move off emotion, you move off strategy, people.
Oh, no, or you need executive producer where you can take it out yourself.
Or maybe she feels like they're doing above and beyond too extra just to make the show more interesting and entertaining. I don't know.
I like Tamar.
Well, maybe Vince just needs a salad.
All right, Nick Gordon has been arrested again. Now, we told you before about the whole 911 call where actually Nick Gordon's the one that called 911 and said that his girlfriend was attacking him. But now Nick has been arrested yet again, and that's for violating the no contact order after this domestic violence arrest. Now, apparently someone gave the police a heads up that Nick was sleeping over at his girlfriend's house, Laura Leal, and he was accused of beating her just last week. And she had actually begged the judge to lift the no contact order. She said the fight was her fault because she's bipolar and out of control.
Oh, God.
The judge did not agree with that and said that there's going to be a no contact order in place. So somebody reported that he was at her house and the police came and arrested him.
That's crazy.
All I hear is a bunch of people moving off emotion this morning. That's why you just can't react to things.
But that's a little crazy. She didn't press charges. That's his girlfriend. He's at her house, and the police just arrest him anyway. She didn't call the police. Just a neighbor.
He called the police.
No, this time.
Oh, this time, right.
Just a neighbor, a random person just called the police.
Well, I thought it was a restraining order against him.
Right, but
so
they're cool.
He violated the restraining order.
But she said that it didn't happen like that, that she wants the restraining order
lifted. She tried to tell the judge that it was her fault, the fight, because she's bipolar. So she didn't want to have a no-contact order, but the judge enforced it still after what happened last time.
All I hear is a bunch of people who are moving off emotion, and everybody needs therapy. Go to therapy.
This is a lot of relationship talk this morning. Now, Logic and his wife are getting divorced.
Too late. They should have went to therapy.
Right, and they actually want to just show that it's not because of anything nasty. They actually released a joint statement yesterday. They said after 2 years of being married, they've come to the loving conclusion they're better off as friends. They also said they don't want to publicly blame each other. They said it just didn't work out. There was no cheating, no fighting, no anger, and they will continue to love and support each other. So they have not officially filed divorce documents yet, but there seems like it's definitely going to happen. And they do, by the way, have a prenup, just in case you guys were wondering.
No, you get them a minute. They'll be talking bad about each other. At least the girl will. Give her a minute.
Now, according to sources close to the couple, or the former couple, I should say, he just felt like he was happier single than married. They got a lot more distant. He spent a lot less time at home. And actually, his wife, Jessica, was surprised that he wanted a divorce.
Really?
He just wanted to be single.
It's crazy because I follow Logic on Instagram, and it seems like they were so happy. He just bought her a car a couple of months ago, and they just seemed like they did a lot together.
It sounds like they moved off emotion a couple of years ago and jumped the broom when they should have just dated.
Is everything with emotion with you?
Yes, man. Everybody be just moving off emotion. Move off strategy sometime.
Well, yes, she's no longer living with him. She's moved in with a family member right now. So far, no bad blood. And yes, they have a prenup.
You can't just wake up after 2 years of marriage and be like, you know what? I don't want to be married no more. No, that's not how it works.
No.
Okay? You can date and be with a person and be like, you know, I don't want to be with you no more, but not marriage.
Remember he did that interview where he said he got a $30 million deal with Def Jam?
That's not true either,
I know. No. And people were saying that's not true at all. Here is what Logic said in that interview.
Well, for me, the life-changing money, like when I first signed my deal, I signed and it was like, the advance was like 200 grand.
Yeah.
So going from Section 8 and food stamps and welfare to 200 grand
was life-changing
like,
money.
Life-changing. But like the life-changing I'm talking about is like, $30 million deal I just signed.
Yes.
Like, for me, it's like I said, like I woke up and I realized how much money I had amassed. It's not necessarily about things monetarily, but it's about like when you think about success. And I woke up and was like, oh, I don't have to do anything for the rest of my life.
Why would you lie like that? Like, why would you just lie? Like, I don't understand. Why would you bring all that unnecessary heat and attention on yourself from the IRS, from friends,
do we know
from
he's
family?
Lying?
Yes, we know he's lying. You know how we know he's lying? Because we got people at Def Jam.
Right.
All right? And they, like, he signed a nice deal. It wasn't $30 million.
His wife was like, oh, $30 million? Word? Okay.
Why lie like that?
You ain't tell me. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee.
That's now, a huge deal, $30 million.
When we come back, front page news, we got to tell you about this weather and more, so don't move. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
What's
good
happening?
Morning. Now, let's get to front page news. Let's talk about the storm.
Yes, the storm is looking pretty bad so far.
Is it?
Well, it's going to be pretty bad. Okay. I mean, they've closed all the schools in New York and Philly and New Jersey. More than 3,200 flights have been canceled so far due to the storm. And they are saying that we could get up to a foot of snow in New York and Philly. This could be the biggest snowfall after the first day of spring in more than 100 years.
It sounds like everybody just being better safe than sorry.
That's what
they
sounds
should
like.
Be.
Right.
But, you know.
I don't know. I mean, it's supposed to be starting soon. And if they've already canceled school and can't, they don't always do that.
At first they said midnight. Trust then they nowadays. Said 6 a.m.
The last snowstorm, they didn't cancel school in New York at all.
They canceled it. Yes, they did. But then they reopened it. But they definitely canceled it in Jersey.
They canceled it in Jersey, yep.
Yeah, not in New York. Because it was definitely not canceled.
They reopened it that morning.
Right.
Yep.
So, yeah, I think they are anticipating it's going to be pretty bad. All right, now let's talk about this suspected Austin bomber. We told you this, a man is suspected of setting off a series of homemade bombs in the Austin area this month. Two people were killed. The city was in fear. Well, he has died early this morning in a confrontation with police. They have not identified the man yet. They do say that it's a white man who's 24 years old. They tracked him down because of video footage and witness testimony. But police still don't understand why he would have done that. They don't know what the motive is. They also don't know whether he was on his way to deliver a bomb that eventually exploded in his car, and that's what ended up killing the suspect. He had been on the police's radar for weeks, but he only became the primary person of interest in the last day and a half leading up to his death.
Well,
there were
six
bombing incidents this month.
You live by the bomb, you die by the bomb. I'm glad he's dead.
Absolutely.
I wish he'd have blew himself up before he blew anybody else up.
Now, we also told you earlier about a 17-year-old male student who shot two other students at Great Mills High School in Maryland. A school resource officer did engage him and stop the threat as well. Austin Wyatt Rollins is the man who was armed with a handgun, shot a female and a male student. The female right now is in critical condition with life-threatening injuries. She's 16 years old, and the 14-year-old male student who was shot is in stable condition. But again, Austin Wyatt Rollins was pronounced dead, and the school resource officer, Blaine Gaskill, the hero, responded to the scene in less than a minute.
Wow. All right.
Due to everything we have seen this week, I think we should stay away from all Austins for the rest of the month.
Man, shout out to my guy, Donnell Rawlings. His son's name is Austin.
Stay away from, he needs to stay away from his son. You need to stay away from Austin, Texas. Stay away from Austin Rivers.
Oh, goodness.
Austin Malone, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Austin Malone been away, though. Where he at?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all don't remember that little colonizer, do you?
All right. Well, that's
Austin Malone.
Front page news.
Or Austin Mahone?
Whatever.
Oh.
Stay away from him.
All right, now, when we come back, let's talk Toys R Us. Now, Toys R Us filed for bankruptcy, and they're shutting down every Toys R Us store.
Man, I don't want to grow up.
Now, we're talking, do you care? 800-585-1051. For myself, I cared. As a kid, when I got good grades or I did something good or I had a little bit of money, that was the first place I wanted to go was Toys R Us. And I, at the time, we couldn't buy a lot of stuff, but just going up and down those aisles, I remember winning my Sega Genesis game console. They had a tournament in Toys R Us, and I was able to win. And my older kids, they remember Toys R Us, and they were always excited to go to Toys R Us and go down the aisles. And that was like a treat when they had good grades or great behavior. But now it's like it's over. Do
people
care?
Whenever I used to babysit, the first thing I would do is bring my goddaughter or my godson to Toys R Us and take them shopping and spend like an hour.
Which one? By Kings Plaza Mall?
No, actually in Jersey.
No, in Jersey.
Well, first of all, I think Toys R Us closing is a sign that y'all need to grow up. That's number one. And number two, why y'all acting like they stopped making toys?
What does this mean for Babies R Us?
They ain't stopped making toys.
Right. But where can you see that many toys in one spot and try them out and test them?
A catalog.
You can't touch them.
You can't test them.
Why do you need to test them? Kids know what they want.
No, they want to test
them. No, a lot of
toys.
Kids don't know until they go into the toy store and they get to see all the different options.
Well, I don't know what kids y'all got. First of all, kids know what they want, and guess what? When they get those toys, they play with them for 2 days and leave them alone.
But still.
So nobody cares if Toys R Us closed as long as they're still making toys. When they stop making toys, then we can talk.
Nah, the kids got to touch the toys. They got to be able to play with the toys, see what different toys there are.
They're going to touch them when Amazon Prime bring them. After you check the box and make sure it's not a bomb.
But you got to buy all those toys for them to test them, at least in the store. They can go up the aisle. They can go to the educational toys. They
and
can
you
go
know
to
how hard it is when you get stuff blocks, in the mail and it's not cars. Like what you anticipated or what it looks like. You got to see stuff in person.
Depending on how old the kid is, they're going to play with the package more than they play with the actual toy anyway. Okay, nobody cares about Toys R Us closing as long as they're still making toys.
I don't even have kids and I care.
I ain't gonna lie.
I do care.
I bought a big giraffe, like an 8-foot giraffe 2 days ago because Toys R Us was closed, just so I could always have it and make me feel like I'm always...
So you ain't even buy Jeffrey, you just bought a random giraffe.
Does that mean they're having like a big giraffe. Going out of
we'll
business
say that.
Sale?
Jeffrey the giraffe.
Are they still gonna be online at least?
I don't know.
I'm sure they will be.
I don't know. Well, anyway, 800-585-1051. Do you care about Toys R Us closing down?
Everybody grow up.
Do you remember as a kid your first experience at Toys R Us and being so excited to walk down those aisles?
Had way more love for Walmart growing up than Toys R Us.
And parents, do you remember, you know, waking up or I should say going out late at night to get toys for your kids for Christmas?
Nope, grew up Jehovah's Witness.
Hey, you know what? 800-585-1051. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club.
Is.
Toys R Us is closing. How mm-hmm. does that affect you? Are you sad about that?
What was your favorite toy from there? Light Bright?
No.
Pac-Man?
No. I said G.I. Joe. I used to love my G.I. Joes.
Yeah, but why y'all acting like G.I. Joes didn't get sold in Walmart as well? Like, toys are not going to stop being made because Toys R Us is closing.
You're not
going to
have the variety.
What do you want?
Walmart
not?
Target doesn't have a
big Toys R Us is a specialty store.
Absolutely.
All it is toys. It's not other things. So you know when you're going to Toys R Us, it's just for the kids.
Have y'all ever heard of a catalog? Y'all do know Toys R Us has an online store, and maybe if Toys R Us had put more focus into their online store 4 or 5 years ago, they wouldn't be in this position.
People would have touched
the toys.
Do we
know why they're in this position?
Yes, because they couldn't survive their debt. They right. had to file bankruptcy.
Yeah, let's sing.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
I think Toys R Us.
You said the magic words and look what you did.
You know the whole thing?
Yeah.
From something to planes to video games.
It's the biggest toy store there is. Oh. Gee whiz.
Oh, gee whiz.
This is just a sign. Toys R Us closing is just a sign that everybody needs to grow up.
No.
Okay?
No, not at all.
Kids forever. Hello, who's this?
No, you won't be kids forever. I can see your gray hairs now.
Olivia.
Good morning.
Hey, Toys R Us is shutting down. Do you care?
No.
Why not?
This is why.
Damn.
This is why. Because companies, if they don't evolve, they get eaten. You want to do the same thing every year, you're going to die.
Yes, ma'am.
And they don't care about anybody else but themselves. So why should we care?
All they had to do 4 or 5 years ago was make Toys R Us more accessible online, you know, put more focus into their online shopping. That's all they had to do, like everybody else is doing.
Kids need toys. They need that special place
to go.
They
can still get toys.
Well, yeah, toys aren't gone forever.
They closed KB Toy Store. I'm talking about specialty toys.
KB's supposed to be coming back now because Toys R Us is going out of business.
They closed FAO Schwartz.
Y'all speaking.
They did close FAO Schwartz.
Now, they can't close my Toys R Us. They can't kill my kids.
Y'all speaking from an adult perspective, that's how we were raised. These kids aren't raised like that. These kids are raised going online, looking at what they want and ordering it and having it come by
Amazon
Prime in a day.
I feel like if you told your kids, let's go to Toys R Us, they're not going to be like, no.
Tierra.
Hey, Tiara Charlamagne's ex-neighbor.
Yeah, absolutely. How are you?
I'm good. Well, I'm sad now about this cut down all Toys R Us. Like, I do care about that. I grew up on Toys R Us. I have a 4-year-old sister who I wanted to share that magic
absolutely.
With. Absolutely. It's sad that she's not going to be able to experience it, you know?
I was like,
all you got to do is go online, boo.
It used to be so much fun.
Not the same.
It's not the same for who?
For the kids, man.
You think your kids wouldn't want to go to Toys R Us and have a good time?
How can you miss what you never experienced? The girl's 4. She don't care. All she wanted is the toys.
Take it in now.
Tierra, how your mama doing?
She's doing good. Grandmama doing good, too.
Okay.
All right, mama.
All right.
Now, Donnell Rawlins was actually out and about in the public and got a chance to talk to people on the street about Toys R Us. Check it out.
I'm out in the streets asking the question, is it too soon to be upset about Toys R Us being shut down forever?
Toys R Us.
Why you say Toys R Us? Breakfast Club, 4th member. Too soon with Donnell Rawlins. Let's go.
No, I buy there as a Ouija board.
I was too black for that. My mom ain't buy me nothing from Toys R Us.
You weren't too black. You the same color as DJ Envy right now, son. Do you know any of the words to the Toys R Us jingle?
I was listening to it today, but I forgot.
I don't want to grow up.
I don't want to grow up to be a kid like that.
That's not the damn song, man.
I almost had it.
All right, we're taking your call.
All I heard was Donnell. What was the people's opinions about Toys R Us?
I don't know.
All I heard was Donnell.
It's all about Donnell.
It's all about Donnell. All right, 800-585-1051. Do you care about Toys R Us closing down? Hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. I got a million toys in Toys R Us that I can play with.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're talking Toys R Us this morning. Of course, they filed for bankruptcy, and it looks like they're closing down all of their retailer stores. Does that make you upset? Do you care? For me, I do. I was a big Toys R Us kid. I got my rewards. Anytime I did something good, my parents took me to Toys R Us. And
it's like the end of an era. It's just kind of a nostalgic and sad thing because Toys R Us was like for as a kid. And when I take kids shopping at Toys R Us, when I babysit, that used to always be like, first we'll go to Toys R Us, pick out some toys, then we'll go to the house and play.
I think Toys R Us closing is a sign that everybody needs to grow up and you got to evolve or die, especially when it comes to retail. People don't have to leave their house no more. Yes, evolve or die. Toys R Us is dead now because they didn't evolve with the time.
Not only that, but like me and my wife every Christmas go to Toys R Us midnight and we just pick out gifts for the kids. That's like, it's fun. My parents did it for me. I did it.
First of all, let's be for real.
What?
If you go into Toys R Us at midnight on Christmas Eve, ain't no goddamn toys left in that store.
Well, it's before Christmas Eve. I said around Christmas time.
Oh, okay. All right.
But it was the whole thing.
Don't wait to the last minute.
It was
now.
A bonding. It was us grabbing the toys.
It's not the same
together.
Going to Target to pick out
it's
toys
not.
As it is
What's
going
wrong
to Toys R Us.
You got chicken
it's
on the
not
left.
The same.
You got fruit on the right.
This
you
what
got
you do.
Toys here.
You
want, iPhones.
You want a bond?
T-shirts.
You want a bond? Pull out your laptop. Sit on the couch. Cuddle up with your boo-boo. And look through the catalogs online.
It's not the same.
Pick what you want. Amazon Prime will have it there in 24 hours.
You can't shake it. You can't be like, oh, this toy does this. Oh, this toy does that. Oh, what about this toy?
Oh, but first of all, Envy, you don't buy your toys from Toys R Us anyway. You buy your toys from the sex store, Mr. 9.5-inch dildo.
Oh, and shout out to Ivy Lang on Twitter. She said she cares. Her sister worked there as a corporate manager for 22 years, and now she has to start over.
That's different. That has nothing to do with Toys R Us. That has to do with her personal interest and her sister not having a job.
Right? And a lot of employees are going to lose their job as well. Hello, who's this?
This is Andre from Jacksonville.
Andre, what's up, bro? Toys R Us is closing.
Man, I'm so mad about that Toys R Us thing, though, for real. Like, that was an experience for me when I was a kid for getting good grades or just whatever, being a good child. And my daddy used to take me there, and I run through the store.
See?
I'm glad I got a chance to take my daughter to
It was a movie, there. Though. Wasn't it a movie when you got good grades, you came home like, Dad, let's go to Toys R Us?
Yeah, looking forward to that. You know, it was very exciting for
me. Why are all the old people talking? Toys R Us needs kids to survive. We only people out here calling in sad is old, us old folks.
And you never went to Toys R Us and just got on the bikes or the
I was
cars?
A Walmart type of guy. But you're still missing my point. No kids are calling up here saying we gonna miss Walmart.
Well, hopefully
it's all
they're
us
in
old
school.
Folks.
Hopefully they're in school right now.
They're not in school.
Who knows?
But not everywhere.
On the East Coast. Hello, Lamar.
What's going on?
Toys R Us is shutting down, bro. How'd that make you feel, man?
It makes me feel terrible. Aww. It makes me feel terrible. Like, it chokes me up a little bit.
Because when you was a kid, like, you used to go there.
All day. But you know what I'm saying? I don't want to see Toys R Us have the same fate as Blockbuster.
Another company that didn't evolve with the times. And Blockbuster had the chance to buy Netflix at one point.
Yeah.
Partner with Netflix. They evolve or die, dumbasses.
You know what my favorite aisle was in Toys R Us? Because I'm a nerd. Oh my God, I used to love puzzles.
Or the puzzle aisle?
Yes, I used to love picking puzzles. I would sit there with a 1,000-piece puzzle and put it together for days.
Mine was a remote control car and G.I. Joe. And then when
I'll
the
forget
video
a
games,
puzzle for up here. Let me go.
Evolve
online.
Or die.
Yo,
what's your name, bro?
John.
Yo, what do you think about Toys R Us closing?
Man, it's sad, man. But at least the kids now, they not going to feel disappointed when your mom tells you to put that stuff back. Because you can't
afford it. That's a good way to look
at
it.
That was the worst. When your mom like, no, you got to put that back. I said one toy. I'm like, oh.
And again, yeah. I don't have kids, but I just want to say I was with my best friend and her son, Radic. He's 4 years old. And he wasn't playing with toys. He was looking at the iPad of other kids playing with toys.
That's whack.
And he sits there and watches that all day. Other kids playing with toys. I'm like, you don't want to play with your own toys?
You think those kids care about damn Toys R Us? Like, it's people out here literally making millions of dollars by just sitting around playing video games on YouTube and people watching them. So you think people actually care about these kids
about
care about Toys R Us clothes?
I'm having fun.
Stop it.
Being a kid.
Maybe
being
if
a child.
Toys R Us was open, he could have went and got his own toys.
There you go. What's the moral of the story?
Evolve or die. Simple as that. You'll meet the same fate as Blockbuster. You'll meet the same fate as Toys R Us if you don't evolve.
No.
Evolve or die.
Moral of the story is, I don't want to grow up.
I'm a Toys R Us kid. You just said the magic words and look what you did.
Well, hey, guess what, guys?
When to you video games.
You don't know the words, Effie. You just skipped over it.
You know what happens to things when they don't want to grow up and
what?
They don't grow?
What?
They die.
You know what?
Okay.
We got rumors on the way, Yee.
Yes, let's talk about an artist who says that she was suicidal when she was only 7 years old.
Wow. All right. We'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Now, let's
What's
get to
happening?
The rumors. Let's talk Demi Lovato.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee.
Rumor has it.
On The Breakfast Club. Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Now, Demi Lovato sat down with Dr. Phil, and she did an interview where she talked about being suicidal from a very early age, as early as age 7. Here's some of what Demi Lovato had to say, which she feels will help tens of thousands of young people out there.
The very first time that I was suicidal was when I was 7. When I was bullied when I was 12, I turned to drugs and alcohol. At the rate that I was using and drinking, I wasn't going to live a long life. I turned to cutting. Every time I cut, it got deeper and deeper.
Now, she also said there was a time her mom was afraid to wake her up in the mornings because she didn't know if she opened the door, if I would be alive or not. And she goes on to talk about being 6 years sober, but she still has an addiction to food that she struggles with. She said, I think the everlasting addiction in my life has been food. My eating disorder started when I was very young. That's something I deal with on a daily basis. It's kind of the last thing to go. She said, I feel I've conquered my addiction and alcoholism where I don't even think about it anymore, but my struggles with food issues are something that I still deal with.
Now, I appreciate her laying all her problems on the table, but what were the solutions? Like, how did she get out of that funk?
Well, she said ultimately she didn't take her own life because she thought of her family and how it would make them feel, and she said she cares about them. And she's been sober for 6 years now, so it's been a struggle. But like she said, she still has the food addiction issue. And she has bipolar disorder, which she's been very open about as well. So she knows all of those things affect her. She knows that she had to deal with these struggles, and that's why she resorted to drugs and drinking. But not doing the drugs, not drinking, has helped her a lot.
That's the crazy thing about this industry. It's all, everything seems like it revolves around liquor and alcohol and drinks and everything like that. So if you're in it to be sober, that's great.
Yeah, and I know it's a difficult thing to do, so we applaud her for sharing her story, because there's a lot of young people dealing with all kinds of issues, disorders, things that we might not even know about.
I wonder if she went to any therapy or anything.
I'm sure she has.
I'd just like to know more of the solutions when people put the problems on the table.
Right. I mean, she talked about cutting herself. She talked about a lot of her struggles, and she really did that sit down with Dr. Phil. You should take a chance to check it out if you have time, because it's a great interview. All right, now let's talk about Youngboy NBA, Youngboy Never Broke Again, and Birdman. They're doing an album together. It actually is going to come out tomorrow. It's 9 tracks, and 6 songs feature both of them, and 3 of them only have NBA Youngboy on that.
I'm not going to lie. I heard it maybe when I was at All-Star, maybe about a month ago. NBA All-Star and Birdman got some joints on it. They got some good joints on it.
Probably because of NBA Youngboy. Not
they got some
Bird
good
Man.
Joints, hooks and everything. They got some good joints.
Well, NBA Youngboy is still not off the hook from being arrested recently. He was released from jail last week on $75,000 bond, but they have handed down a 2-count indictment for aggravated assault and kidnapping. His girlfriend did not press charges against him for the body slam in the hotel. She said they were just playing around, but they did not believe that on the grand jury. So we'll see what happens with that.
Now, I would like to see a Birdman Manny Fresh project, but that's because I'm old. Okay.
All right, now, Cardi B, she's on the cover of Cosmopolitan magazine. I actually bought that magazine when I was in the Bahamas last weekend, just because it's not very often you see Cardi B or somebody like Cardi B on the cover of Cosmopolitan, so I wanted to make sure we support and go out and buy that magazine so they realize power of somebody like Cardi B. But she talks about video vixens in the magazine. And she said, when I was trying to be a vixen, people were like, you want to be on the cover of this magazine? Then they pull their D out. I bet if one of these women stands up and talks about it, people are going to say, so what? You're a hoe. It don't matter. And she also talks about the producers and directors. She says they're publicly voicing their support for these campaigns like Me Too and Time's Up and all of that. But she says they're not woke. They're scared. She also talks about having a number one song and being happy about that, but she said working for it makes me really happy. She said, I don't want to sound like I'm ungrateful, but it's exhausting. I love my career now, but it's like my spirit was happier before. When I was dancing, I had so much fun. I felt powerful in the club. I felt free.
Well, everybody was giving her flack for that statement, but she do got a point. I mean, if you're a stripper or a so-called video vixen, it's a stigma
people
that comes
care.
With that. Exactly.
So if you're like, oh my God, he tried to do this to me, they're like, okay, but you're
a stripper, right?
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
You still aren't allowed to do that. She also said, people say, why do you always got to say you used to be a stripper? We get it. She said, because y'all don't respect me because of it, and y'all going to respect these strippers from now on.
Why can't you be mad because a person telling you about their life, if she used to be a stripper, that's her life, she can talk about that?
Now, she also posted, my stripper comment had nothing to do with the Me Too movement. What I said about the Me Too movement was there's a lot of video vixens and urban models that get bribed by men, photographers, directors, like, if you want to be the lead girl in this video or you do you want to be in this magazine, you need to do this and that. Most likely something sexual. And when the women speak up, nobody cares, because since they are vixens or models for urban, they are considered a hoe. But these are the same women you love watching and be making these music videos and look great. And they're also the women your man likes to see on magazines. A lot of women out here always talk about equality and feminism, but you want to have a standard on what you should stand up for. You should stand up and respect all types of women. Lawyers, doctors, video victims, strippers, stand up for all. You're no better than anybody
else.
She's
absolutely right.
She's right.
And salute to the person at Cosmopolitan Magazine that edited all of that, that made Cardi sound like that. Drop one of Clues bombs for him or her. And I also want to say that I don't understand how y'all giving Cardi flack for still rapping about scripting when your favorite rapper's been rapping about selling dope for 15, 20 years. Been rapping about packing guns and shooting people for 15, 20 years, and we know they're not living that life no more.
Right. Well, stop there it. You have it.
Knock it off.
All right, so pick up that Cosmopolitan magazine and support Cardi B on the cover. I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, Charlamagne.
Yes, sir.
Who are you giving your donkey to?
This hurts my heart because, you know, I feel like there are a not-so-secret superhero that walks amongst us, and they're the custodian.
Okay.
And this young lady named Aisha Evans from my crib, South Carolina, she's making custodians look bad. She needs to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with her, please.
All right, we'll get into that next. And also, next hour, Ask Ye. If you want to get on the phone lines, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, Ye will help you right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne, say the gang, donkey of the day.
Charlamagne. You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yes, the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Yes, yeah, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, March 21st, goes to a custodian in South Carolina named Aisha Evans. Salute to South Carolina. That is home for me. The 803-843-864. What's happening? Drop on the Clues bombs for South Carolina, damn. Now, Aisha is a custodian at Richland Northeast High School in Columbia, South Carolina. I respect custodians, okay? I tell people all the time, treat the custodian the same way you treat the CEO of the company, okay?
Absolutely.
The people that come to your job and keep your bathrooms clean and your office clean deserve the utmost respect. Drop on the Clues bombs for custodians everywhere. If you want to see the true character of a person, watch how they treat the custodians, okay? Some of y'all just walk past the custodians, don't acknowledge them, don't greet them. And to me, if you don't show the custodian respect, I don't respect you. Okay, seriously, imagine how messy and cluttered your workspace would be, your school would be, your hospital, your football stadium, basketball arena, hotel room, any and everything. Imagine how messy these places would be without the custodian. Okay, I love the feeling of staying in a hotel, leaving in the hotel, and when you come back, everything is fresh, okay? I doo-doo every day. I do a number two every day here in the iHeart building around 8:30 a.m. I am very regular, okay? And I love when I walk in the bathrooms and they are clean, okay? And I have no one else to thank for that but the custodian, okay? Trust me, we have all walked into a bathroom at work and seen something in the toilet that should not be there. I don't understand why people use the bathroom in public places and don't flush the toilet, but that's another story. Custodians have to see stuff like that every day, and they have to clean up behind y'all nasty, grown asses every day, and I respect them for that, and I appreciate them. So salute to all the custodians. Not to mention, custodians, for the most part, are very trustworthy people. Okay?
Okay.
I mean, think about the valuable things you may have left laying in your office or in your classroom or in your hotel if you forget to put it in a safe. And when you return, you know, later on, the office is clean, the classroom's clean, you know, the hotel's clean, and your valuables are still intact. God damn it, drop on the Clues bombs for all the trustworthy custodians out there. Okay, I can only speak for the ones I've encountered. How long have we been working here? It'll be 8 years this year, right?
Yep.
Yep.
How many times have we left stuff here and the custodian didn't take it, but actual coworkers that we work with have taken it?
All the time.
All the goddamn time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Salute to all the custodians out there, the trustworthy ones. But Aisha Evans is giving y'all a bad rap.
Uh-oh.
See, Aisha Evans is a custodian who steals.
No.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. You can tell the level of thief you're dealing with based on how they steal and what they steal. Oh, it's levels to petty theft. For example, if a person is in church and steals out the collection plate, that is petty, petty, petty theft, okay? Or if a person steals money out of a homeless person's Starbucks cup, that is petty, petty, petty theft. Or if you see a donation bin for a cancer foundation.
No.
And you steal out that. That's a different level of petty theft. In fact, that's why they call it petty theft, because if you steal from those people, you are extremely petty.
And you're going to hell.
And grimy. And yes, you're probably going to hell. Good chance you're not getting into heaven if you steal out of the collection plate in church, okay? And Aisha Evans is that level of grimy. You want to know why Aisha Evans is that level of grimy?
Why?
Do you want to know why she's a grimy petty theft? Let's go to WLTX 19 CBS for the report, please.
Richland County deputies have arrested a woman who they say stole money from students during the National Walkout Day. Sheriff Leon Lott announced the arrest of Aisha Evans. She's been charged with three counts of petty larceny. Investigators say that Evan stole money from three different students who left their book bags in the classroom as they were outside of the building at Richland Northeast High School for the National Walkout Day. $180 in cash was stolen, and Evans was charged and then taken to the Alvin S. Glenn Detention Center.
Come on, Aisha.
That's crazy.
Come on, Aisha, now. It's National School Walkout Day, a day where thousands of kids protested against gun violence across the United States. These kids are walking out of schools because they don't ever want to have to run from guns in schools ever again. Aisha, you are a custodian. You know you work in these schools too, right? You know bullets ain't got no name. Those same bullets flying in those schools can get your ass too, okay? I don't know if you got kids, but you're from Columbia, South Carolina, and you're 32, so you probably do. But if not kids, you got nieces, nephews, you got some kids in your life somewhere that are in school that you care for. So you should have been out there walking with the kids, showing them some moral support in some way, shape, or form. Because we don't want our kids getting gunned down in schools, but no! Aisha was too busy rummaging through these kids' backpacks looking for change to care about things like gun violence in the schools. Not to mention, you know how discouraging that is to the kids? Kids are saying, you know what? I want to do the right thing. I want to protest. I want to walk out to show that we are serious about taking a stand against gun violence, only to come back to their class and have their money stolen from them.
That's crazy. Mm-mm-mm.
From an adult in the school that they should be able to trust. Now, because of you, Aisha, all the kids are going to be side-eyeing and not trusting the not-so-secret school superheroes, the custodians. Please give Aisha Evans the biggest hee-haw, please.
All right.
Petty.
Terrible.
Petty theft.
Well, thank you for that donkey today. Now, when we come back, ask Yee. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, you can call Yee right now. She'll help you out with all your problems. Again, the number, 800-585-1051. Hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Supa. Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. What's your question for you?
Good morning.
Hi, I'm calling because I just got out of a 3.5-year relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm starting to date again. But the dude that I'm dating with, I'm figuring some little traits out, and I don't know, like, I found out last night that he lied to me about his name.
Woo!
His name.
Girl, that happened to me before, too.
Yeah, so I don't know now. It's like, is he married? Does he have a prison record, you know? Now I'm just, my mind is all over the place. But I'm not going to lie, I've been celibate for a year, and I'm ready to get some beefcake. So I don't know if I want to, like, stop talking to him. Should I just get the beefcake?
Well, why? Okay, how did you find out he lied about his name?
Because, like, what I do is I do my little investigation. You know, I'm a little, like, a little private eye. And I get their phone number, and I put it through, like, this app that I know. And it comes up with whoever name that's associated with their account. I go on Facebook, put in the name, and bam, his picture showed up.
So did you ask him?
No, I just, you know, I asked him last night. I was like, is there anything would you like to tell me? I don't know about you, since we're getting to know each other still. And he was like, nope.
Yes,
nope,
I got herpes.
Okay, well, this sounds like a red flag, but what I do think you should do is ask him. Listen, if we have questions and we want to know the answer, this is something I had to learn myself in life. You got to ask somebody. If you're trying to talk to me and we're talking to each other, and that's the best rule. Hey, your name is really such and such. Why did you lie about your name? He don't even need to know how you found out all that. Just ask him the question and see how he responds. But I will tell you this, man. I had an ex-boyfriend that used to lie about everything. He lied about his how many kids he had. He lied about his real name. And I just feel like people like that, they have some issues. And I don't know that that's something that you can, that's a red flag, especially so early in a relationship.
I know. And that's why, but I'm just like, oh my gosh, like, I don't want to go, because what I'll do is, you know, when I want something, you know, sexually, I'll go to my ex. But I'm trying to cut him off completely. But I don't want to sleep with him or nothing like that.
Definitely, girl. Listen.
I'm going to put some fresh meat.
Okay, I feel you on that. But at least get some good fresh meat, not some rotten meat.
Okay.
And another thing that might be blocking you from finding somebody good to get some meat from is that you keep messing with your ex, and that kind of closes you off and doesn't allow that good meat to come in.
You're right.
So you got to cut that off, because you're wasting your time with that, because you probably, anytime you need something, just go to him. And sometimes the universe will reward you when you're able to get rid of all of the things that are holding you down and holding you back.
Huh.
So you got to put it in the atmosphere that you deserve better, and you will get better.
I never looked at it that way. Maybe I need to try to find a safari meat.
Maybe you need to be a vegetarian or a Presbyterian. Go eat fish.
Go
turn
vegan.
To a lesbian.
All right, but listen, I want to find out why he lied about his name, and I want to hear how he responds. So you got to at least be like, boo, I know your real name. Why you lie about it? Anything else you want to tell me?
You guys should call him.
I have no problem calling. I'll call him now. I'll call him and call him by his real name, too.
No, I won't put him on blast like that. But I definitely will call him, and I'll definitely right. We'll probably sit down tonight and see.
And no, you don't deserve somebody that lies to you. So just remember that. That's not what you deserve. You ain't going to be around here tiptoeing around, beating around the bush. You have anything you want to tell me? No, I know your real name. Why did you lie to me about it?
That's true. That's snipping in the bud.
Yeah, nip it in the bud.
Right.
Okay. Right, what would be a good reason to lie about your real name?
He's married. That's what I feel like.
All right. Well, there you have it.
I got a homeboy that does that.
See?
He's been doing that for years. He'd never tell a woman his real name. He'd tell him Logan, Terrell, Tyler. He'd never tell a woman his real name. She's still going to sleep with him, exactly. And he don't have no problems because, you know, once you give her a burnout phone number and a fake name.
Until she used that app and find out his real name like she did. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Ask Ye 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Ye, call her now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Dominique on the line. Dominique, good morning.
Hey, y'all. Hey.
Hey, Dominique.
What's your question for Ye, mama?
Okay, Ye, so I moved to Houston about 3 years ago, and one of the first guys that I met out here, we got along real good. Well, you know, it's been on some friends with benefits type stuff, but when I was, like, ready to be in a relationship, I came to him about it, and he's like, oh, well, I'm not ready to be in a relationship, and I was like, all right, cool, well, just leave me alone. Well, I guess I snatched his soul or something, because ever since then, he will not leave me alone. He'll call my phone. He'll pop up at my house. He'll text me like, you're my girl. You're always going to be my girl. I'll block him. I'll block him from all social media, and he finds a way to contact me. He will not leave me alone, and I don't know what to do.
Okay, so question, when he's calling you, are you answering the phone?
Yeah, because he'll call me from, like, different numbers.
And then when he's coming to your house, are you answering the door?
The first time I did. The second time, like, I look out my window now, and I'll just, like, hide. But it's like he always, like, he tracks me down.
And what is it that you want? You want him to leave you alone, or you want him to be in a relationship with you?
I mean, at this point, I want him to leave me alone because it's like it's been 3 years. And if you don't want to be in a relationship at this point, you're never going to want to be in one. I think it's because I'm here. Like, just because I'm a big girl don't mean you got to throw me to the wayside. Like, come on now.
So you think he just enjoys having sex with you, but he doesn't... Well, he said he doesn't want to be in a relationship, so you have to believe that because obviously he didn't want to. But he clearly cares about you, but you think that he just doesn't want to settle down because you're a big girl?
Truthfully, yeah. I think that, like, he's ashamed of what everybody else is going to say because when we were really hanging out, we had good conversations, everything was cool. Now it's like that I'm like, okay, either you're going to move forward with the relationship or you're going to leave me alone. It's like, I don't want to be in a relationship with you, but I don't want to see you messing with anybody else either.
Yeah, well, he could get the hell out of here. Now, Dominique, I have to say, I commend you for being a strong woman. You know what it is that you wanted from a person. He didn't want to give that to you, so you said, you know what, leave me alone. I'm blocking you. I'm not talking to you anymore. A lot of people don't have the willpower to do something like that. So, with all of that being said, if you know you don't want to be with him because he doesn't want anything serious and you feel like he was ashamed to be seen with you, he's just going to have to suffer for that on his own. And if you feel like he's doing too much, then I hate to say it, but you might have to just go ahead and get a restraining order.
Mm.
Do you feel like it's threatening? Because I think it's a little nerve-wracking when somebody's just popping up and stalking you the way that it seems like he's stalking you.
I've never gotten the feeling like he would hurt me or nothing like that.
Okay.
But my thing is, you know you like me. I know you like me. All of the clues are there.
Right.
You, for whatever reason, are fighting those demons. I can't help the fact that you're self-conscious about what other people have to say.
Dominique, I love that you are so confident and that you have been able to play him the way that you did just because he's not being honest with himself. But you definitely don't want to be with him, right? You're over
it. No, I'm good.
Okay. So just I don't know what else you can do other than just not communicate with him until he gets the message and goes away. You said it's been a long time. As long as you don't feel threatened or you feel like anything bad is going to happen, I just get a little nervous because when somebody acts like that, You never know what they might do. But if you don't feel that way from him, I just feel like better safe than sorry. Because what if you have another guy over?
Right. And that's what I'm saying. It's like, I told him, when the last time I talked to him, I said, one day you're going to realize that I was the perfect girl for you. But by that time, I'm going to have a husband, a house, kids, a white picket fence, and a dog.
Right.
And it's going to be too late.
Because this is probably affecting what you're doing. Like, now you're nervous to have people over or do anything because this guy is acting a little crazy. So you should tell him, be like, look, I just need you to chill out, leave me alone, or else I'm going to have to get a restraining order just because I don't feel comfortable.
All right.
And give him that heads up. And I just think, you know, safety first, always, in a situation like this. You want to be left alone. He's not getting the message. He's not getting the hint. You don't want him to get desperate and do something crazy, and now it just went too far. So just tell him that and see if he'll leave you alone. If not, you might have to get one of your brothers or somebody to be like, dude, she's not interested. Leave her alone. And make sure you save all those messages just in case something happens.
Okay, that's a bit. I could do that.
Do you have a man now?
No, I'm working on my career. Like, I've gone really far in my career since I moved out here. I'm doing really good out here, so I'm more so just focused on that.
All right, Dominique, you are popping. Listen, I was going to tell you to tell everybody your Instagram, but we don't want you getting stalked no more, so. All right, well, listen, you are a great example for everybody else out there. He ain't do what you wanted him to do. You told him to get to stepping, and you meant it.
Thank you, Yee. I love y'all. Charlamagne, you my dude. Uncle Sila, I love you, Sila.
I love you too, baby girl.
All right, mama. 800-585-1051, ask Yee. Now we got rumors on the way?
Yes, let's talk about a brand new show that's going to be coming, and it's all about the 90s R&B. You're going to love it.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Drake.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
So Drake is now a vegetarian. He revealed that he is no longer eating meat. And now PETA is excited about that. They send him a basket. But what they are not happy about is that he is still partnering with Canada Goose with OVO. And they want him to end that partnership.
First of all, how do we know them real goose feathers and them Canada Gooses?
According to PETA, they said Canada Goose is a cruel company. And they said animals need love. And they said, as you likely know, by ditching meat, you're helping to reduce your risk of suffering from cancer, obesity, heart disease, and diabetes. And going meat-free can give you more energy and even prolong your life expectancy. But they also said, stop wearing animals and end October's very own partnership with cruel company Canada Goose immediately.
Yes. Well, as soon as y'all can recommend me something else that's going to keep me warm in these cold winters, especially in Canada and here in New York, I will.
They say Canada Goose touts a fake love for the environment, yet kills ducks and geese for their down and uses painful steel traps to catch wild coyotes who pray to make it back in one piece to their families, but instead suffer and are killed in horrible ways so that their fur can go around someone's neck.
Who cares what happens to coyotes? Wile E. Coyote chased the Roadrunner for years, damn near torturing them, using all kind of bombs and everything, and all of a sudden people care about coyotes?
That's not real.
And do goose feathers grow back?
I don't know.
Why don't we use hair? I'll be thinking about that. You don't ever be in the barbershop and see all the hair that's on the floor.
But according to PETA, they kill the ducks and geese for their down. So that's what it is. Not just like they pluck the feather out and let them go on their way. And
what you mean? Human hair?
Yeah.
And people's coats?
Why are you acting like that's so strange? You use animal skin and furs and feathers. So what's so different about human hair?
Never thought about that.
Exactly.
They can have the hair from my laser hair removal. And
by the way, ducks are very yummy. Drop on a clues bomb for duck. I love duck.
Oh, my gosh.
God damn it.
All right, PETA. Well, this is Charlamagne saying that.
Yeah, you goddamn right. It's Charlamagne saying it. I'm the only person in the world that eats duck.
You ever had a duck taco?
I don't eat that anymore. Well, but have I had it? Yes.
Oh, now all of a sudden you don't eat duck. All right, whatever.
You know, I mean, listen, all you can do in life is do better.
There you go.
That's it. Always try to do better.
Duck is doing better. That's better than chicken.
All right, now, Alexis is partnering with Babyface. They're doing a scripted music series that takes viewers behind the scenes of the New York City music scene in the 90s. So that should be pretty exciting. It's an untitled hour-long dramedy. I know I'm here for that. So I think that should be pretty interesting seeing Babyface working on this in the 90s in New York City.
I'm always down for some good 90s something, whether it's old school 90s R&B, 90s music, or scenes from the 90s. I'm with that.
All right. Chance the Rapper did an in-depth conversation on Pitchfork's Inside Out podcast. And amongst the things that he talks about on this podcast is writing for Saturday Night Live. Here's what he had to say, and it has to do with Kevin Hart.
Me and one of my best friends, we wrote four pieces for Saturday Night Live. Two of them actually made it to air. One of them was the Steve Harvey Family Feud sketch. And the other one was the Batman Thanksgiving sketch. But then Kevin Hart had to try and come on 2 weeks later and reproduce my sketch, but with Batman as a black man in a routine police stop, who at the end gets arrested for actually having cocaine. To which I say, where's the political statement?
All right, now he goes on to talk about a movie that he has, I guess, that he's planning to sell to Netflix. Check it out.
But imagine five stages. Imagine a concert. Imagine filming it. Imagine miking up 5,000 fans to sing along with you. I made this thing. I made this thing, and I asked my team to help me get it done, and they made it. They got it done. And we filmed it. And then the plan was to sell it to Netflix. But yeah, we made a movie. I don't know what's going to happen to it.
Nope. Chance the Rapper, you cannot, because you tweeted out a couple weeks ago that you were standing with Monique. But you talking about selling the show to Netflix. Okay, Monique asked you to stand with her and boycott Netflix. So if you standing with Monique, I want you to have that same energy when it comes to selling shows to them.
Well, he said that was the plan. That doesn't mean that's what he's going to do now. So I guess originally when he filmed it, the plan was to sell it to Netflix. Well, but maybe now.
He might take it to another network,
standing with Monique.
That's not God's plan anymore.
That's right. You're standing with Monique, so you can't sell it to Netflix.
Well, he made a point about Monique as well in this podcast and actually black women and wanting equality for everyone. So here's what he said.
I see how deeply embedded racism is and sexism and vice versa. I can't really call myself free or feel like I am liberated unless black women are liberated. And so I can't feel like I'm doing my part or speaking for people if I'm not speaking for black women, because they just getting the short end of the stick, yo.
He's right, and I agree with everything he's saying. But he better not sell that show to Netflix, because he said he was standing with Monique, okay? That tweet will be used against you in the court of the Breakfast Club.
And I guess when it comes to Monique, what he is saying by that, what he means by that is basically, you know, we do deserve better. Black women deserve better. So he stands with that message. Now, whether or not he knows the ins and outs of her particular situation is different.
And he tweeted out yesterday that there was a serial murderer in Austin killing black and brown people. Which was a very socially irresponsible tweet. Okay, he should have said it was a serial bomber in Austin, Texas.
That's what he meant.
That may be. Nah, it's not about what you meant. We got to stop doing that. It's not about
people,
what you meant.
I think people knew what he meant.
No. He said it was a serial murderer in Austin, Texas, targeting black and brown people. He should have said it's a serial bomber in Austin, possibly targeting black and brown people.
That's what he should have said. That's what he meant.
We know what he meant, man. Like, we got to stop. It's not about what you meant no more. It's about what you say.
Were the people who were killed, were they black and brown?
Yes.
Not all of them.
There's only two people that got killed.
Two of them were black. One was Latino. The other two that were injured were white.
They were workers at the FedEx place, I thought.
No. The other two were injured in a predominantly white neighborhood when they tripped. It was a tripwire. Yeah.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
All right, Revolt, we'll see you tomorrow. The People's Choice mixes up next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.